Dewey Woody.
Okay.
It wasn't Woody at that time.
Okay, it was just Travis Dewey. Okay. When the war started, when the war was declared in Europe in 1939, how old were you? And do you remember what you, your family, or your relatives thought about the beginning of the war?
Well, I would have been 20 years old. 1939.
Okay.
And I don't remember what the family thought.
Okay. Were you aware that there was a war?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We were aware of it.
Okay. And what were you doing? You were out of high school.
I was in college.
And where were you in college?
University of Arkansas.
Okay. And were you going for a particular degree?
Bachelor of Science in Education.
Okay. All right. So then you continued going to the college.
I graduated in 1941.
Okay, 1941. And then that would have been, where were you when the news of, when you heard the news about Pearl Harbor?
I was in Dover, Arkansas.
Okay.
I was teaching there. Mm-hmm. And of course we didn't have TV in those days, but news hit and everybody gathered around the radio to hear.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you thought or felt at that time?
You didn't know what to think.
Okay.
You knew things were getting out of hand, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And probably that things would change mm-hmm. for the nation. Okay. All right, then when did you enter the WAAC?
That would have been May of 1943. I enlisted in January, but I had finished teaching.
Okay, so Pearl Harbor happened, you were teaching, and you kept teaching for a couple years after that. Because Pearl Harbor
well,
was...
there were 2 years that I taught, because I taught 1941-42 term, and then 1942 and 43 term.
Okay, then why did you decide to get out of teaching and join?
Just wanted to.
Okay.
I don't know of any particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was a veteran.
Okay, from World War I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any brothers. My father died when I was 5 years old, so
mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to keep the service in the family.
Okay. Did you know what the what you would be doing?
Had no idea.
And how did you join? Where did you go to some city or?
I went to Little Rock.
Okay.
To the recruiting office there.
Mm-hmm. By yourself?
Yes.
What did your mother think?
Well, she was up for it. She said she would. If she were younger, she would like to do that.
Okay, all right. And what did you have to do when you joined?
Well, I went back and finished the term of teaching and then got my orders to go and reported right at the end of May. I don't remember the exact date.
Okay, and where did you report? Where did you report?
I went to Little Rock for that, and then we were sent to Oglethorpe, Maryland, okay. on a troop train.
Okay. How many other women?
Well, the car was full.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I had a month to 5 weeks in Oglethorpe.
And was that training of some kind?
Basic training.
And what, could you describe that?
Well, we learned to march and clean army style, and I mean, it's different from cleaning, and things like that.
Okay.
We learned basic training.
Mm-hmm. So there was a physical component of it where you had to march and
oh, yes.
and do, okay, be physically fit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of uniform did you wear?
Well, it was khaki.
Okay.
Skirt, shirt, jacket.
Okay. Hat?
Yes, there was a crazy hat. I hated those hats.
What was the hat like?
It was a cap with a visor on it.
Okay. And why didn't you like it?
I thought they looked icky. And then later they changed them to the little cap that
folded up?
Or? Yes.
Okay. Was it, of course you were older, you weren't right out of high school. Was it hard to follow orders?
It wasn't for me, but.
Okay. And during that basic training, were you primarily just on base? You couldn't go off base?
Well, we could go off base on the weekend at that time.
Did you know what you were being trained to do?
No idea where we were going to go.
Okay. And then when did you find out where you were going to go?
Well, when I enlisted, went in for the basic training. One of the officers looked at my record and said, I know where you're going, but he didn't say anything. And then I got my orders. It was to Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland.
Okay, because what had he seen in your record? That you were a teacher?
Math.
Oh, okay.
I was a math major.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and before we turn this on, you said that was at that time called the Women's
Army Auxiliary Corps.
Okay. And then at what point did it become the Women's Army Corps?
For early August in 1943.
Okay. And was it just a change in name, or did it change its purpose? Or?
It didn't change its purpose, but we had to go through a physical like the men took.
Oh, I see. So you didn't have to do a physical for the other
people? Oh, we had to do a physical, but nothing like that.
Okay. Okay. So. And do you know the reasoning behind that?
Just Army regulations.
Okay. Had this auxiliary corps been organized for, excuse me, for quite a while?
Quite a while. I don't remember if it started about the time the war started.
So, and what rank, you were a private going in?
Yes.
And you were in basic training, there was a sergeant?
But in basic training, we had to go farther than basic training to get promoted.
Okay, all right. Okay, and do you think your basic training and the physical, when it became the WAC, it was more like what the men had to go through.
More like what the men did.
Okay. All right, so you found out that you were going to Aberdeen, and did you know what you would be doing there?
No.
No. Were you the only one from your group that went there?
I don't remember whether anyone else. There wasn't more than one or two, if there were.
And, okay.
But we went, there were others that went, maybe not from our group.
Mm-hmm. And how did you go to Aberdeen?
On the train.
And now, was this a troop train?
No, this one wasn't a troop train. We were just sent.
Okay.
Regular train.
All right. And basically, what did you take with you?
Well, there was a list of things. We took the clothes that we wore on the way to basic.
Mm-hmm.
We were issued our uniforms and all after we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And personal items like your combs and your toothbrushes and so on and so forth.
Okay. Had you been, had you traveled much before then?
Not a lot. Okay.
Was it a big adventure for you?
It was a big adventure for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular memory or story?
Well, they told us when we went in that if we missed any time in the basic training, we would have to make it up. And I'm on KP one day and had our break time and went back to the barracks and was sitting on my locker when the officers came in for inspection. So, and I was coughing. And I was ordered to go on sick call right then. Mm-hmm. They stuck me in the hospital for a week, and I didn't have, wasn't anything wrong more than just allergies, I don't think. But I missed a week of basic training, and I didn't make it up.
Oh. So what happened?
They had my orders cut before I went.
So you had to go back and do a week then?
No.
No?
I never.
Okay. What was being in the hospital like?
Well, it was different from the regular hospital in that if we were able to be up, we cleaned our own area and kept, made our beds and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Was this an Army hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
It was on the base.
Okay. All right. What was it like living on a base, and were you in a barracks?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember how many were in that basic training.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to Aberdeen, we had about 75 women in that one, each barracks.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower floor had 25 plus two cadre rooms.
Okay. Now, what would a cadre room, what is that?
Well, the non-commissioned officers had cadre rooms.
Okay.
The corporals, sergeants, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the corporals were in with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were 75 upstairs, but the lower floor also had the latrines and the laundry room, and the furnished room was there.
Mm-hmm.
And a little day room so we could go down and relax, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever relaxed?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun.
What kind of fun did you have?
Oh, just the usual. We talked a lot and got together and, shall we call it, hen sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were tricks played on one another occasionally.
Okay. Like what kind of tricks?
Short sheeting beds and what have you.
Uh-huh. Probably no one even short sheets anymore, you know. What was the food like?
Our food was good.
Okay. Now this was a base that had been there before the war?
Well, the base had been there all along, but the women hadn't been there very long.
Okay.
We were new in there.
Mm-hmm. And you went there to teach?
No.
No, okay.
The assignee is a computer. A computer in those days was a person.
Oh, okay.
You didn't have computers.
Right, but you were given the job of what computers do now?
Similar.
Okay, so what did you do specifically?
When we had to make out a job description for the company, I wrote down that I added, subtracted, multiplied, and divided, and sometimes took square roots. But the supervisor brought it back and said, that won't do.
He made you write some more things.
So I made a kind of flowery description.
But basically you would figure things, or?
Well, we would get the data from the planes. I was in the bombing section.
Okay.
And we made the charts that the pilots used to drop their bombs.
Oh. So you would take all the data and do something?
And put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Various altitudes and so on and so forth.
For people that were training to be No, that were...
For the pilots.
That were in Europe, or...
Europe, or wherever.
Okay. Okay, was that a an involved process?
Well, the man in charge of the department usually assigned what you did,
mm-hmm.
and most of it, it was broken down into parts that you did, and they put the parts together. And
mm-hmm.
there was one girl that did the drafting for the tables
mm-hmm.
and put the data in the tables to be sent to the pilots.
Okay. And this was all by hand?
It was all by hand. Now they had what they called an IBM machine,
mm-hmm.
and it could do in about 20 minutes after it was set up what it took about 20 of us to 3 weeks to do. But it took them about 3 days to set it up for each job.
Oh, I see, to reprogram it or...
And, yes, reprogram it.
Hmm.
And they checked what we did.
For accuracy?
Yes.
Okay. Were you always accurate?
Well, usually.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't usually come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one rush job that we had to get finished, and I forgot how much time we had, but we were working long hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the tables finished, and a pilot was there to pick them up, and he was going into a region where it was difficult to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And when the IBM machine checked, there had been an error.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big one, evidently, but they wired the pilot not to use those charts. They were no good.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months later or so, anyway, it was later, he came back and they got the group together, and he said he got the wire not to use those charts, they weren't any good, but he said it's all we had, so we used them anyway, and they worked.
So the machine didn't know?
Well, the machine knew. They could have been more accurate, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. Well, did you know when you were doing this, did you know the area that the pilot was going into?
No.
So they just gave you the raw data, like altitude and things like
wind
that?
Speeds and what have you.
Okay. And the pilots then, were they already over there or they were going over?
Most of them were over there.
And how was that sent to them then?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that one took it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so did you do the same type of work all the time, or did you, you said it was divided into parts. Did you just do one part?
Well, we were handed a sheet to work at, fill in, work out, and with the data,
mm-hmm.
and we did it for that one step.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a different step each time, but it was laid out so that we could do it.
Okay. So you were actually using the skills that you had before you joined?
To some extent, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you work 5 days a week or 6 days or?
Well, we usually worked 5.5. We worked till noon on Saturday, usually.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you do on weekends?
Maybe we went to town, maybe, depend on where we could have a weekend pass and maybe go to some of the cities around.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Philadelphia quite a bit. Baltimore was about 45 minutes. Philadelphia was about an hour and a half on train
mm-hmm.
or bus. And Washington, D.C. was a couple of hours. And
mm-hmm.
New York City was about 3 hours.
So you got to see a lot of the United States, or that part of the United States.
That part, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that a fun part of it?
It was.
Mm-hmm. And you would go into a city and what, eat dinner or go to some of the...
movies or something like that.
Mm-hmm. As a group, you would go?
Well, you could go as a group or you could go by yourself if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. How much were you paid?
I went in at $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out, I was a sergeant and I was making $78 a month.
Okay. Was that adequate money? I mean, what did you have to buy?
Not much. Your toothpaste and soaps and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay at this particular base the whole time you were...
except for detached service in Philadelphia. We had month at a time for 4 months.
And what was that, tech service?
No, it was detached.
Oh, detached service.
So we went to school at the University of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
In Philadelphia. For a month at a time, there were two groups of us with,
mm-hmm.
alternated. And we studied math.
Okay.
Now, some of the girls in that group had no math,
mm-hmm.
even in high school. They had to be a high school graduate. Some of them had graduated with no math. I can't imagine it, but...
Mm-hmm.
And there were two or three of us who were math majors in college. And I learned a lot more about teaching methods than I did about math. We had a teacher that taught from... started in with Algebra 1.
Mm-hmm.
She taught Algebra 1, Geometry, Analytic Geometry,
mm-hmm.
Solid Geometry, what have you, and even some calculus.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it without a textbook. And I saw no reason why anybody could fail to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what she was telling them.
Mm-hmm. Now, was you were sent there because then you would use those skills back on the job?
Well, it depended on which part of it you were doing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We were, all of us were working as computers.
Mm-hmm. And they actually called you computers?
Oh, yes.
Really? That's interesting. Okay. So you were... that was called detached service, but then you spent until you got out at that one particular base.
Right.
Okay, and did the same job or the same general job?
Same general job.
Okay. Did you feel you were contributing to the war?
Well, probably not so much until we got, that pilot came back and talked.
Mm-hmm.
Then we felt like we... probably were.
Okay. So this was an Army base, and this was the first time that women had been stationed at this Army base. And of course, I guess an obvious question is that how were you treated as women?
Well, most of them just accepted us as we were, but there, of course, there were some that resented us.
Mm-hmm. How did they say things to you, or...
Well, we had to walk by one of the men's areas to go to work. There was one master sergeant down there that got in the middle of the sidewalk, and you had to get off the sidewalk in order to pass him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, did you intermingle with the troops that were there? Did they have social events? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There was the post was a large post. It was an ordnance post primarily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did, and I'm assuming that some of you would date some of the men, or did you call it dating?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There were a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
You could date anyone you wanted to, except the enlisted men. Personnel were not supposed to associate with officers.
Okay. So there weren't any really rules about you could do this and you couldn't do that except for that one?
Oh, there were rules about everything.
Well, that was sort of a silly question, wasn't it? Of course there'd be rules. Do you remember any rules that you thought were sort of ridiculous, or did you ever get in trouble for breaking a rule?
Almost, but it wasn't really. I was on CQ one night.
Okay, now what's CQ?
Charge of quarters.
Okay.
And there was always two non-coms in charge of quarters at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was girl that was supposed to be there with me that night had to work, and they gave her permission to work so that I could handle it. A week or so later, I got a call from the commanding officer and asked if I had taken a message for a certain person that night. And I told him, yes, I did. I remembered the message. And she said, did you take it to the barracks? And I said, no. I couldn't leave. I was there by myself, and I couldn't leave the orderly room.
Oh, okay.
And I set it up with somebody that was going. She said, oh, that's right. I'd forgotten that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there was to it.
Okay. So what were you? You were just in the orderly room, and you just handled and sort of.
We handed out the off-base passes and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
or weekend passes or whatever. And we were in charge of seeing that bed check was made at night. Everybody had to be there at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless they had permission. And we took telephone calls on.
Mm-hmm.
The barracks didn't have telephones, so you had to go to the orderly room or the day room, big day room, where you could entertain your friends.
Okay.
There was a PX on the post.
Mm-hmm. And what would you purchase at the PX?
Oh, little essential things.
Okay.
Like toothpaste and soap and
mm-hmm.
paper, pens, hot things that you would use.
Mm-hmm. So you rode home and then you received mail.
Oh, yes.
Was there a mail room, or they delivered it to your barracks?
They had mail call during the noon hour
mm-hmm.
every day. And if you weren't there, that your mail was put on your bed.
Oh, okay. Now, were there other women doing other jobs on that base?
Oh, yes.
And what did some of them do?
They test drove tanks, trucks. They worked with the testing ammunition and so on and so forth. The small arms range was right across the fence from us. We heard the guns going off day and night.
Mm-hmm. Now, would those women have been in your barracks also?
They could have been.
Okay. Okay. When you were doing CQ, and the other young woman was working, what was she doing at night?
They had a rush job, and she worked as a computer, I believe. I'm not sure, but it was something that had to be done, had to be finished.
Okay, all right. But normally you wouldn't have been working at night.
Well, we usually had what we called a night shift. They came on at 4 o'clock and worked till 12.
Oh.
12:30, I guess it was, when they got off. They had a 30-minute break for lunch.
Okay, so you had two shifts working, day
a
and...
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the day was usually 8 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had PT as soon as you got up every morning.
Now, what's PT?
physical training, physical education.
And what was that? What did you do?
Exercises.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, did you always wear a skirt or did you wear pants sometimes?
Well, the girls that did the test driving and stuff like that and worked out on the range in some way would wear coveralls.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that worked in offices wore skirts.
Okay.